It's been so far, so good for the Moose Jaw Mustangs in the Sask Lacrosse U15 Provincial Championship this week. The Mustangs have put together a 3-0 record to open the round robin during the tournament in Moose Jaw, taking an 11-3 win over the Regina Predators, downing the Weyburn Thrashers 6-4 and rolling to a 9-2 win over the Regina Titans. As for the other two teams in their respective age classes, well, they have a bit of work to do. Both the U13 and U17 Mustangs lost their first two games, with the U13s falling 8-4 to Standing Buffalo and 6-1 to Swift Current, while the U17s dropped a 9-6 decision to the Regina Snipers to open the event and fell 8-7 to the Weyburn Thrashers in their second game. The tournaments continue throughout the weekend, with championship finals all taking place Sunday at the Moose Jaw Event Center. The U13 final is set for 11 a.m., the U17 final at 2:30 p.m. and U15 final at 4 p.m. U15 Mustangs 11, Predators 3. The Mustangs built a 6-0 lead through the first two periods before pulling away in the third for the win. Chase Folk led Moose Jaw's offense with 3 goals and 5 points, while Avery Nielsen scored twice and had 3 points. Luke Turner scored twice, with Hayden Nidesh, Cooper Fulton, Caden Arnott and Cashton Smith adding their other markers. U15 Mustang 6, Weyburn 4. The Mustangs took a 4-2 lead out of the first period and despite Weyburn twice closing within a single goal would hold on for the win. Nidesh led the way with 2 goals and 4 points, Nielsen picked up a pair. Folk and Joey Juchas also scored. U15 Mustangs 9, Titans 2. After a close first period, Moose Jaw built a 6-2 lead through 2 and would finish things off with 3 unanswered in the third. Folk picked up another hat trick and 4 points, while Smith had 2 goals and 4 points of his own. Nidesh scored twice, Arnott and Riker Kretsch wrapped up scoring. The U15 Mustangs finish off their round robin Saturday at 12 p.m. against the Swift Current Rampage at the Kinsman Sportsplex. Standing Buffalo 8, U13 Mustangs 4. The Fighting Sioux took a 3-2 lead into the final period and ran their lead to 8-2 before Moose Jaw scored too late. Keegan Flanagan had a pair of goals for Moose Jaw, Ryder Seiferling and Tatum Thu picked up their other markers. Swift Current 6, U13 Mustangs 1. The Rampage got off to a fast start with 3 first-period goals and led 5-0 through 2 before Moose Jaw managed to get one back in the final 3 minutes. Seiferling did the honors, scoring a shorthanded goal with 2:20 to play. The U13 Mustangs wrap up their round-robin on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. when they play the Regina Warriors at the Kinsmen. Snipers 9, U17 Mustangs 6. Regina took 1 goal leads out of the first and second periods and after Moose Jaw closed within a pair with 8:54 to play added an insurance marker with 1:12 remaining to finish things off. Chase McKee had 2 goals and 3 points, Broden Pladsen scored once and had 3 points. Cooper Bruce picked up a goal and an assist while Sam Wilson and Carter Hudema also scored. Ryder Gilroy had 2 assists. Weyburn 8, U17 Mustang 7. The Thrashers took a 6-5 lead into the final period and scored twice early in the third, but Moose Jaw nearly completed the comeback before falling a goal short. Pladsen scored twice and finished with 4 points, Gilroy had a goal and 4 points. Chase McKee scored once and added a pair of helpers, Bruce, Riley Bender and Lachlan Clark had the Mustangs' other goals. The Mustangs will now face with second-place team in Pool B at 11:30 a.m. Saturday, with the winner there advancing to the semifinal against the Regina Snipers at 6 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.